can self-host a website at home or in the cloud, secured with SSL, and make it publicly accessible without opening a single port on your firewall or router. And I'm going to show you how, step by step, even if you've never set up a server before. We'll launch a secure virtual private server running Ubuntu, just $6 a month, but you could actually do it for free, either on your own hardware or by using my DigitalOcean affiliate link below to get $200 in server credits, which earns me a commission and supports the channel. Then we'll install Docker, deploy our WordPress containers, and use Cloudflare tunnels to provide a free CDN, firewall, and SSL certificate for our website. So let's get started. I'll be using a cloud server to host WordPress to ensure 24/7 availability of my website, but if you're self-hosting at home, like on a Raspberry Pi, for example, you can definitely still follow along with just a few tweaks. So go ahead and grab your free DigitalOcean credits. Like I said, I'm an affiliate for the company, and I will earn a commission if you use my link, so thank you for your support. And then meet me over here in your DigitalOcean dashboard where we will set up our server. So what we're going to do is click on Create, and then Droplets. And now for the server, as far as the physical data center where it will reside, pick the region that's closest to you. I'll pick New York here. And then for the OS, we want Ubuntu 24.04 LTS, which is long-term support. And then for the droplet type, we want basic just for this demonstration. If you have more needs, you can always pick a general purpose or CPU optimized or one of these other type of dedicated CPU plans. And then for the CPU options, again, for this demonstration, I'll pick a regular $6 a month plan. So scrolling on down here, we do want to set up an SSH key. You probably won't see this if this is your first time using DigitalOcean. So what you want to do is click on New SSH Key and follow these instructions here. And then once you have that, you can select your SSH key. It's just much stronger than a password. And the script that we're going to do next is highly dependent on having an SSH key. And to do that script, we want to go to Advanced Options. We will enable IPv6, which is a good thing to have for a website nowadays. And then the initialization script is what we want. And where it says enter user data here, we want to go to my website, which is also linked below in the description, and copy this cloud init script right here. So let's do that. Copy. And then back here, let's paste that in. And basically what this is doing is I have a whole video tutorial series on my channel about how to set up a VPS, how to secure it, how to prevent root from logging in, locking down SSH, firewall, all that good stuff. This does that. So you can either go ahead and watch all those videos, which I do encourage you to do, but to bypass that, to automate it all, we're just going to use this cloud init script. The only thing you're going to want to do here is change my username. I'm going to create the user Tony, but you want to come through here and change all of these references to whatever username you want to have on your server. So go ahead and do that. And then the last thing I'm going to do here, as far as the host name is concerned, I'd like to pick something short, something like WP for WordPress. And then we can go ahead and create our droplet. All right, so our server is up and running at this IP address, so let's go ahead and copy that. And now if you're on Mac or Linux, you want to go ahead and open a terminal window. And if you're on Windows, you want to use a command prompt. And what we're going to do with that is use the SSH program to log into our server. So SSH, your username, in my case, Tony, at that IP address, and then we'll hit enter. And the first time you do this, it's going to ask about the authenticity of your host. We do trust that connection, so type yes, hit enter. And if you do this quick enough, like I just did, you'll see permission denied public key. That is because that cloud init script is still running on your server. It's not finished setting up yet. So let's just give it a minute or two and then we'll come back and try again. All right, let's try that again. So we'll do SSH. And now we are logged into our remote server. So the first thing I want to do, just to make sure our cloud init script worked, is copy from my website again and paste this command in here to look at the log for that. And as long as you see at the very end, your server is configured and ready, things are probably working, so we can continue with the tutorial. Now, just in case you are self-hosting at home, we want to make sure that we remove any type of Docker installation. We want to get the official Docker SH install script. So let's paste this command in here to remove all Docker instances. And then with a fresh clean slate, let's go ahead and use the curl command to download the getdocker.sh script. And then we'll do a sudo sh getdocker.sh to install Docker and Docker Compose. Cool, so that has finished. We have Docker and Docker Compose installed. The next thing, add Tony to the Docker group so you don't have to type sudo every time. Let's execute the usermod command. And then we'll do a sudo reboot just to make sure that those changes get applied. And when the server's back up and running, we can go ahead and log in via SSH yet again. All right, we're back on our server, so let's go ahead and take care of installing WordPress and the database that goes along with that, which we're going to be using Maria database. To do that, let's make a directory in here with mkdir, and then you can call it whatever you want. I'm going to call mine just Tony's website, and then we'll go into that directory. And before we even make our Docker Compose file, let's create our environment file with all of our passwords just to keep those separate from the configuration file. So we'll use the nano text editor to create a file called .env to store those in. And again, you can get this from my website, paste it in. We need a database user password, a name, and a root password for the database. Please change these values to something that's more secure than what I have here, but for the sake of demonstration, I'll just keep those. So in order to save this, what we're going to do is type in Control X, capital Y, hit Enter, and now that is saved onto our file system. Next thing I want to do is use the nano text editor to create our docker-compose.yml, just like this. And then again, from my website, let's go ahead and paste in the configuration file data, which is going to look something like this. So under the services category, we have WordPress, which we're going to install the latest version of that. And then for the database, we want a Maria database, latest version of that. A couple other things, we're exposing port 8000 and all those values that we just created inside of our environment variable file. We can see those here. So database user, database password, like I said, just so those aren't in plain text in our configuration file. And then we have a couple volumes for WordPress data and database data, which we do have mapped here to the internal container. So that looks good. So we'll do a Control X, capital Y, hit Enter. And as far as Docker is concerned, that's pretty much all the configuration that we have to do at this point. So we can do a Docker Compose up dash D for daemon mode, which will run this in the background. And as you can see, it's pulling those images. All right, that's finished. And just to make sure everything is up and running, I always like to do a Docker Compose PS to see the list of processes. And as long as we see WordPress and WordPress database, both of those are up and running, we should be good to go. So let's minimize this real quick. And again, grab your IP address. If you're running locally at home, if you're self-hosting at home, you're going to want to use localhost instead of your IP address. But what we can do is basically go to your IP address or localhost colon 8000, and we should see the WordPress installation page show up, which is great. At this point, do not proceed with installing WordPress because it'll install under the IP address. Let's go ahead and set up a Cloudflare tunnel first. So let's actually get out of this and go over to your Cloudflare dashboard. If you don't have a Cloudflare account, it is free. And the reason we're using a Cloudflare is pretty much the crux of this tutorial, which is it's not only giving us an SSL certificate, a CDN, and all that good bot protection, but also it's allowing us to publicly host this website from literally any device, a cloud server at home, Raspberry Pi, like I said, without exposing your public IP address. And the way we can do that is with a Cloudflare tunnel. So step one, go ahead and get a domain name into Cloudflare. Super straightforward process. I'll probably have a video up about that soon, but it's, like I said, straightforward. Get your domain name in here. On your dashboard homepage, we're going to be using tonytravels.com. So once you do that, then we can go ahead and go over here to the left-hand side where it says Zero Trust, and then we'll click on Networks, and then over here, click on Manage Tunnels. What we're interested in creating is a Cloudflare D tunnel. So let's click on Add a Tunnel, and you can name it whatever you want. I'm going to do WordPress, VPS, save that tunnel. And then because Ubuntu is based on Debian, we're going to click on Debian here. And then like it says, we want to install Cloudflare on our system. So let's go ahead and copy that and go back into our terminal window, and we can paste that in. Hit Enter. Let that do its thing. All right, that's finished. And then, like it says down here, let's minimize this. After you install Cloudflare, we can install a service to automatically run the tunnel. So that's perfect. Let's go ahead and copy that and paste it in. All right, and yeah, you might have missed it, but down here below, the connector does now say that we are connected. So what we can do now is click on Next. And under the Published Applications tab, pick the domain name that you want to associate this with. Like I said, I'm going to be doing Tony Travels. There won't be a path for this, but for the service, we're going to do HTTP, but regardless of if you're self-hosting at home or if you're on a cloud VPS somewhere, for the URL, we want to do localhost colon 8000. And then finally, click on Complete Setup. All right, so you can see I have a couple other tunnels here. More content on Cloudflare tunnels from me in the future. But let's go back in here. What I want to show you is exactly what's going to happen. So basically, anytime somebody comes to tonytravels.com on the public internet, the Cloudflare D daemon that we just installed is going to connect back to our server via localhost port 8000. We don't even have to make that HTTPS because it's going to be handled on Cloudflare's side. We don't have to expose any ports. And basically what's going to happen is that website is going to load under this domain name. So we can actually try that right now. Let's open up a new tab and go to tonytravels.com, hit enter, and we get that same exact WordPress installation page. So let's go ahead quickly go through this, and then we'll install WordPress. All right, WordPress is installed. Let's go ahead and log in with those credentials. Hit log in, and there we go. This is our WordPress admin dashboard. We can see the public-facing website here. I'm not going to go through WordPress setup in this tutorial. There's a lot of tutorials about that, including on my channel, so check those out. But one thing I do want to check in here is going to Tools and then Site Health. Click on the Info tab, and then under WordPress, we can see that we are running version 6.9. And then as far as the server is concerned, we have PHP version 8.3.28. Now, let's say that that version of PHP didn't work for us, or if we wanted a different web server, we can go to a repository like hub.docker.com and find a version that works for us. So let's say that we wanted PHP version 8.4 with WordPress version 6.9. Instead of using latest in our Docker Compose file, we can just copy this string and update PHP, which is so much easier than updating system packages. So let's actually do that right now. Let's open our terminal window back up, nano docker compose, and instead of latest, we'll do 6.9-php 8.4, control X, capital Y, hit enter, and then we'll do a docker compose up-d to pull that package. All right, that looks good. Let's minimize that. Go back to our site health page. Before, we're using PHP version 8.3.28. Let's refresh the page. Now we'll go to server. Now we got PHP version 8.4. So like I said, much easier. There is one last thing that we want to do. The cloud init script in the beginning did open up port 8000 so we could see that across the internet. We don't need that open anymore. Let's leave SSH open. Let's close down port 8000 with this command right here, sudo ufw delete allow 8000/tcp, hit enter. And then to confirm that worked, we'll do a ufw status again. And now we only have port 22 accessible. Let's do one last check to make sure our website still loads, even though no ports are open, and it does just fine. There's so much more you can do with Cloudflare tunnels and Docker, and believe me, I have a bunch of videos planned for both of those topics and more, so definitely subscribe to this channel. YouTube thinks you're going to like this video. Watch that next. I'll see you over there.